The one place I obviously know that we have a very sorry. Originally, one final area, I'll get out of here. I've been around the country on the reorganization program. I've been around the Congress on the, and I swear to God, I can't find anybody that's against the Department of Natural Resources. They're all against the agriculture. We boil it right down, and we boil it down the programs, and we boil it down. I believe this thing is a better chance of going through.
Your department is the one who's got to it. You know I work hard to deal over. That's what, you know what for fans of your damn department?
Create a reactor out of dry for me, right?
Yeah.
Well, we need that, but anyway.
Seriously though, could I rate one of them when I hold here?
John,
we have got to do something. I don't know what we can do. Long and Bennett both hit me hard yesterday in our meeting. I get it every time. It withheld funds. And they say that the difficulty is we're withholding. I understand the budget problems, the debt limits, and why we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing and all that sort of thing. My point is, isn't there a way that we can withhold from the bastards and let some of our friends have it? Is there any way we can get at this? This thing is, there are those who believe that this may have cost us the SSD. You know, they can find two or three votes. Now, I think the problem is more serious than we realize. We fail to realize the average congressman and senator in the world will probably certainly have lost it in the House. It may not have lost it in the Senate. But I believe those then, when you find six out of the 11 so-called leaders on the Republican side of the House, on this, on other issues, they're going to do pretty good, but six out of the 11 voted against SSD. And you look down the line and found out why. Environment wasn't it. I got to tell something from my project there. I got my little man, and I got some of the damn things in there. I don't know. I suppose you kicked this around a lot.
Kicked it very hard. Nothing we can do.
Yes, there is.
Money problems.
Well, that's of course it. We have tried to infuse OMB with a political sense that it didn't have at the time that they put this on.
We had a series of meetings.
They did it with best of motives.
There were mixed meetings. Part of this was not freeze.
Yeah.
Part of it was a combination of the debt ceiling not being increased and the spending limitations.
Weinberger was confusing those mayors with that company.
And all that accounted for maybe 8 out of 12.
Now,
but frankly, there were $3 or $4 billion of windfall in there. Well, simply because they exceeded the budget. And see, we're in a deficit posture in this fiscal year anyway.
I know.
They're trying to hold the brakes on, keep these departments from spending that dough so that we won't be too far out of whack for fiscal 71. And so they've got the clamps on.
Now,
until July 1st. Now, they've done this. They've said, if you focus in the departments a whole lot until July 1st, July 2nd, we'll let you spend here, we'll let you spend there, and the other ones. And what they're trying to do is end up on the end of June with a fairly decent number for it. And that's what they're supposed to do. Now, at the same time, we've got
a decent number for the fiscal 71 budget.
Right.
And any number we've got is going to be bad.
Well, it'll be bad, but it's bad, bad, or worse, you know. So what we've done is to go through a little sensitivity training with the budget guys and say, look, Southern California, you're going to have to let go now. Some of these different places in the country, you've got to help our friends. You've got to let up on Romney's housing thing. You've got to do this and that to keep the economy going. And so we have shaken some money loose, but it's a legitimate argument that they make, that they cannot just take the rats off and let anybody spend anything they want at this point, even though it's appropriate. Because they can show you that they're going to run some very big fat debts that ought not to be run.
Yeah.
And that's really what the conversation's all about. They've got a case.
I know it is.
They say, hell, we're not withholding as much as Johnson did. percentage. We're not, you know, it's a bum rack, but the point is, it's some damn smart guy on this idea, I got a hold of this, and they did a beautiful job, but a really first-rate job. And they have come with this thing called with great skill. Now, I think all of us, if we passed the word long ago, anybody who's out talking to the media, get this out, that we're not withholding, that it's a Congress's fault, that we're not holding the thing up, that we've gone up 25% a year on money for the cities, and we're cranking this line out every chance we get. But, hell, they've beaten us 15 ways to fight on the PR side. They just didn't make a question about it. We've got our pants.
They've got themselves kind of all in a real tight position, three or four of these guys are on little things where they promised them. I think if we can just get through July, I think we're all right. I think we really are. I got a bunch of this pullback money, more than anybody else, and the reclamation starts, and the planning on the top of killing people like Russell Long. Of course, they're the ones driving it.
The guy who stick with the foreign policy movement, and into that one. For God's sakes, can we just quit putting money into somebody? And Romney the guy that raised it was Al Siegelberg. He raised the fact that a hell of a lot of housing on it, and it's because they go there eventually. But a lot of it where they could choose are going to left-wing Democrats and kick our balls off her.
I'm wrong.
Siegelberg's a pretty great guy.
As a general proposition, we landed on one deal without talking about, you know, individual districts, but we said it's important to us to get housing starts up. This spring, now, we have the building sense, and we just kicked the hell out of one deal. They finally shook loose with some money for housing starts before we lost the season. And it probably went to everybody as far as that's concerned. I don't know of anybody that has been complaining about not getting his housing.
It may be that he's complaining to the public. Somebody got help. Still, it's worth sending a guy down to talk to him.
Is he a bird?
Chambers is a decent man. He wasn't a heat. It doesn't mean that if you're never going to lose his vote, God, he's voted for us, or whatever happened. But on the other hand, it may be he's got something. The other thing I think is that, I know it has to be done, but I just trusted that he's done it politically. Johnson with Hill, but Russell Long said, I know Johnson. But Johnson said it quite a way, he said, you've got to do it in the same way.
You look probably right.
Or he's absolutely right. He said, Johnson with Hill from those who are hurting him.
We do not have enough political input in OMB.
Sure.
And,
all right, let's get it.
We're working on it. And we've got 12, and they got a good man, and Bill Gifford.
Oh, fine.
We got to get Bill around in a position where he can call some of these shots, because Bill knows which way the wind's blowing.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of working with George, getting him to understand the importance of what George and Cat is. Cat's all right, but Cat's, he's got his thing set to say no.
Yeah.
And that's all he said.
He's going to get that $185,000 for
a while.
Well, then I've got to get him in and say, I don't give a damn about the budget.
I think they feel that they're doing what you expect.
I know, but they are not. Because I do not think the budget problem comes, or you know what I mean.
I understand this thing on a couple of others.
I understand.
I always lead them in the direction about when they came in with the idea of what should be doing Social Security.
Yeah. Well, OMB and the usual ones and the council said, put the thing off to, no, take the bite out this year. I said, hell no, take it out next year.
Well, we can't risk it. It's like Geppetto, you know, you build a great puppet and it did everything, but it didn't have a heart. And we kind of done that with OMB a little bit.
Well,
we've got a very efficient operation.
Well, you raised George Gumbel, my great concern. And incidentally, why not get from a political guy?
We're moving on. You can say something as hard as you are.
Now, let me say on one other thing you didn't bring up that I want to tell you. That nut Scott over here in Virginia, I never told him to have a damn. That damn.
Oh, no way. you're gonna be a liar in everybody's sentence, sir. I can't put up with it. I just had a Bill Shirley bellyacre down there. Harlan Timmons and I all said to him, the president said, you can have your damn dam without saying the Bush dam. You said you didn't remember, but you said, don't give us any trouble, so let him have it there. He said, oh. What's happened since then? The DOR, the Secretary of Department, put out a new report. That's my one. I didn't know it was coming. It said you shouldn't have the dam. It's got faulty ice. Said, what the hell's going on? The president said you have your dam. There's the Secretary with his face hanging out. He'll have to eat crow on his own report, or we'll have to tell Scott that you're a liar. I can't put it any more bluntly, but that's where you want to
go. It takes me a long time to get a damn bill. I'll try. I got my trowel. Thank you, sir.
Well, anyway, that's thank you. Why did you ever get him in that damn office?
I'll
kill the old man Smith.
Oh, look at me.
Secrecy of it, I mean, I fact, point is, can we really say it, brothers? Nothing to report, or what is it? I don't know. They're not making any up, they're not up to cover up or anything, right? Right. Yeah. Okay. The situation with regard to, another one thing in here with regard to, aid to India. Somebody said, contemplating aid in India to help refugees from Pakistan. I'm sure it's hell hope we're not. What was it? We had a request. Refugees. Do we do that through the West Pakistan government, or how do we do it? So we will help. What about a request from India? Have we had one, or well, I suppose we can say on that that our attitude toward refugees was always separate from any other activity. What about the idea that the one question that somebody may raise is whether or not the United States is helping to end the fighting in Pakistan, as are the Russians. I don't know that there's not much fighting going on now, is there? Done. What are they doing, you know? Are they about the battle, and then they subsided somewhat, haven't they? Yeah. In the briefing book, I noticed an answer with regard to the Mideast, which at considerable length says that we would welcome a breakthrough on Suez. Is that from the state or from us or what? My feeling on that is that I don't want to put the whole trust on Suez. My feeling would be prior to the time Rogers gets there. Whatever he wants to do. Is this what the state wants us to say? Rogers wants us to say. See, the basic thrust of this is we would welcome a breakthrough of Suez. It doesn't look like we could get one on the general. Well, we all know that's true. But do we want to say that? So what Butcher do you mean when he gets there, that's about all they'll talk about is Suez. But I think that sure the Suez is part of it, but we're not going to speculate. Secretary Sloan's going to be there. We're not trying to dictate anything or just trying to get the Suez as part of it. I think it's better to keep it pretty open, though, you Al, because it's a miserable situation anyway. Suez. So that's not too good either. And in fact, the hope there is that. No indication of any movement on either side, is there, on any point? I think the problem is that Israelis are concerned. They don't want to make any offer. Their situation now, they just want to allies. Yeah. Now, is there anything else new? I've just checked papers this morning. What do you say? Bring the news up. Is there a man o'clock, you say? Yeah. Try it once, did not. Despite the something. I'm not a hell of a lot of money. A hell of a lot of cash in the They're still fighting. Well, we're here. Thanks, Sarah. I'm not going to mention it, but I just wondered if you felt for fairly sure of that. He still seems to be fairly optimistic, huh? Glad. This is not hysterical or anything like that. I'm going to take a very, incidentally, on the China thing, I'm going to take a very rare line. I've been trying to cool everything. We've got everybody's talking so much about this, you know, what they're going to do. And when they're talking about, well, we're going to do this, that, it looks obvious. Obvious as hell, you know. Let me ask, they said that the New York Times said today that some fellow by the name of Brave, the State Department, made a statement after a long day of consultation. He can pull it up in that statement. You know what I'm talking about? The statement Brave made this morning. And we approved. That is the old thing, should be one of the. I'm going to slap everybody on the wrist on that one. Speculation. Something else too, a little bit. Of course, the goddamn anxious to all they're talking about. He doesn't have to think of anything else. You get over to get out back to the prisoners and I thought, on the other hand, probably need to make it whatever he has. Oh, one other thing, if you could get the, just sometime in the morning here, and briefly, see the, my figures are still right with regard to the figures with regard to the number of people that, the North Vietnamese, the North, the number of people that they've killed in North Vietnam, or started, I think it's around half a million, the number of people they've killed in the South, in other words, dig around a little and get me a little stuff like that. Will you do that? A few solid figures, okay?
Can't be uncertain.
but they sound uncertain because they're so goddamn unorganized. If, you know, those that just won't speak up. Sir?
About 18 little boys and girls working up these things and everything.
The problem you really got is what you've got here is a paper prepared by Malik, who's concerned with the personnel, not with the, I don't care about the personnel, not with the,
The only one I'm concerned about is Green's got her law school work coming in Burlington, the left wing out for his law firm. Anybody to the left in that firm? You watch
Southeast neighborhood house.
That's a bad one. That's a bad one. Did we ever get rid of her? Keep her?
Good. very bright fellow, hard-working, decent, good man. That's why he's gotten as far as he has.
He isn't quick at all.
He doesn't really, you know, I mean, he's a guy that picks things up in a hell of a hurry. And a great deal, though, that it shows why it's pretty hard to send captain officers abroad and send them on a they do goodwill and quit making their goddamn statements.
Yeah,
well, then that's what Stan's supposed to be doing. You know, all business and trade and so forth. So he proceeds to get dragged into the hot issue as to the Greek hunt out there in the following. And Roger's answer, I'm pretty sure, he's smart enough to know what that word is.
He just shouldn't be talking about it.
That's right.
What this word,
why don't they stay with what
was a television interview, on TV, and the Q&A?
I told him that it was television. That'd be good. I think you should say it. It's fine. And we're just talking about the whole thing.
It came out, and it was an answer to the question. So he didn't raise the China tax. You got to raise it. He said, what about the problem?
Got it. And you could try my life for him to have the people in the state. All my life. I'll take him out. Like him. Joe. But actually, I haven't so far as you can't turn the gate to the Soviets.
No need to push very much now anyway.
I don't you feel yourself
are pushing.
Well, my feeling is that the confidence factor, which was a good reason for pushing earlier, areas reestablished in many areas. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Now,
you got this leading indicator story,
which is just as bad as that
word.
On the zone, wasn't that right?
What's up?
But that I think we should say is you know the other thing that's involved here. I have to sit there Oh, hell yes. I would have to sit there in those meetings, and they go on all day long. All day long. And I think we should just say, no, look, this is a... Now, the other things are basically, on the blackjack case, how specifically do you want that response to now? Get him. Yes. Well, get him out of there.
Good.
Good. He's got to get out, because after there have been... Let me try out what I have in mind here. I just want to say that, there have been two court decisions. What are the names of those two? When did that come down? Lackawanna case, and what's the other? There's the Lackawanna case and a California case. And the California referendum case. Both of who spoke to this issue. The sense of those two decisions is that action by a government body with regard to low-cost housing in a neighborhood is unconstitutional if there is a finding of intent to discriminate. But that action by vote of the people is not unconstitutional in low-cost housing, period. You can't look at the intent of the people on the street and go to all the voters and say, now, under these circumstances that I've asked the Justice Department and AQB to now reevaluate and now to consider the request to intervene in the blackjack case based on these two court decisions to see what our position should be. How's that sound to you? Or do we want to say that those in the administration who are advising several departments to reconsider that we reconsider in the light of these two decisions. Is that what I want to say? Two landmark decisions. Because that is a fair statement of the law, is it not? Action by a government body, low-cost housing, unconstitutional, provided there is a finding of intent to discriminate. Action by vote of the people. Referendum is not unconstitutional. Low-cost housing. Under these circumstances, the key issue is a finding of intent to discriminate on the part of whatever body is. And on the blackjack case, I've asked them to reevaluate. I've asked them to evaluate the blackjack case in the light of this to determine what position they take. Right. So therefore, then you can say, well, we're going to leave it to the court to make that finding. All right. Now a couple of other points. An intelligent review board. What has Mitchell advocated such a board? Is that what it is? Or I don't think we should have it. Very against it. Yeah. And I don't think there should be a congressional investigation of the FBI. Or committee of the FBI. I'm going to say that to you. I think I'm just flat to say that. Good. Well, as a matter of fact, didn't he strike out when he asked to present his evidence? Aren't Muskie and the others that say they're afraid to talk on telephones are going to be damn jackasses of themselves? I'm not going to ever refer to any of them as Democrat, and I said that congressmen and senators use this fear, as they're not for all of us that look at the careers of everybody. I noticed that it's not so many years. I said, it was in my briefing material. Well, it was in my briefing material that way. See, but the briefing material was wrong. The point is, it was that number in a day, but nevertheless, the total number even a year was less than 100. On the Ribbentrop Amendment and the new Stennis Amendment, should the position be my four Ribbentrop Amendment against it? Hello? Hello? Mr. Herman is cut off. Does not require, first of all, it does say that this, where discrimination is a result of the action of people, of the individual decision of people, their education does not speak, but where the discrimination is a result of the action, of deliberate action of a government body, then the case does speak. Isn't that really what gets down to it? Can there be the jury in the North then? Now, in this case, therefore, well, I won't get into that case. I'll say that's a matter of court. Operate, but not court. But I'm going to say that, should I say that the case does not deal with de facto, well, I can say that the case that specifically says it does not deal with discrimination as a result of decisions of individuals. Does it?
Sure.
Sure. I think I'd say, well, it did in some respects and it did not in other respects.
Right.
Of course, but I will and it's coming back to sense. It's generally the body's been responsible for the better intended court decisions. And then I think I might give a little question and show a little legal knowledge. This is what it's interesting to note. The court follows the same reasoning in the housing cases. Official action. But it's still not official action. What I meant. Then I take government action. Action by a government body and action by an individual. That's what it really gets down to. Action by a government body, that's really what it is. By a government body and action by an individual. That in school cases. But the clear signal was that they withhold that de facto result was not. You think this Los Angeles case is still open again, huh? And how can I go back to my, getting back to the blackjack case, I certainly got to say that though, the court was saying action by a government body is one thing, action by, I want to stay out of a lot of things, but I'm confused when we're studying it. Even handedness, both north and south now, as far as specific amendments are concerned. How do the Republicans vote on this document for amendments? Or against it? Well, not the reason, but sure, but what do we want to say here? Were you for or against the river government?